Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hello, Audio Boom. It's
Claire Randall.
And
I don't know, who are you? Who are you?
Today I'm Paul Hopkins.
Oh, that's right.
VR Podcasting. I'm just looking for the... Oh, there it is. And it's we need to catch up. We're on February day 15. We try hard to do all these and keep up with them.
Well, you are. I haven't done any.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, but you're part of it today, aren't you? And that's the most important thing. We're discussing...
Dog.
What did I say?
Since when the dog bites and she sings like dog.
When the dog bites. Yeah, yeah, it's when she says mittens and kittens.
Yeah.
Kittens.
Silver. Yeah, that. Yeah.
What's her name again?
Judy Andrews.
Is she finished now?
No.
Does she carry on Fridays?
I have no idea, actually, because I didn't listen to this song to the end.
Yeah, we nabbed it off YouTube. We weren't buying it. Oh.
We borrowed it.
Yeah, sorry, we're going to give it back to YouTube in a bit.
Well, I'll probably delete it. I wouldn't want it
in my collection.
Sure as hell, we're going to pay money for it. I just borrowed its content for a, you know.
I just keep changed already as well. Yeah. Coloured ponies.
Doorbells and sleigh bells and...
Schnitzels with noodles. Oh, yeah, I suppose. I thought schnitzel was a dog.
These are a few of my favourite things. When... Oh, no.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Favourite things we're talking about. No, top five things and the top five things you want to learn. So what's our top five things, is it? Top five favourite things. Let's go with that. And our top things that we'd like to learn this year. Well, dog bites. Oh, she's such a snob. Snobby mare. I thought she said, well, Zippy, remember? We're really decimating this lovely... lady and her.
Oh, she's going to shut up
singing.
Now, or are you going to start it all over again?
No, I'm not. No, no, okay, that's it. And that was Julie Andrews with Love Song.
Anyway, moving on.
Yes, you're listening to Radio 2 in about 1945.
No, you were watching Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, favourite things. What's your. Should we do. Well, my top. I can tell you one of my top favourite things. You'll like this. It's why I'm doing it and I'm not telling you everything. And I haven't thought of them all yet. We best, so that we don't end up with 10, we best probably share them, haven't we?
Go on.
So one of my favourite things to do, one of my favourite things is Friday afternoon and it gets to 4 o'clock.
You get to leave work.
No, I get to leave work, but I get to come down to see you.
Ah.
And it's all that thing I anticipate and I'm on the train and like getting on the bus. Well, no, running Usher, he gets to run as a little, whatever he does, gets to a toilet. And then we get the bus, and I'm waiting for the bus. I can't wait for the bus to come. And then I want the bus to get into town quickly, and then I want to get through New Street. Hello, Mr. Assistant, can I get... hello, Assistant's Office. Oh, you want some assistance? That's the train, do you? Going to Euston again, are you? So, yeah. And they know where I'm going. And then I get the train. I'm on the train, and I just can't wait for it to start moving, and it starts moving, and then I can't wait to get to the underground. And then usually there's my Nigerian friend, and she goes like, Hello, how are you? You're going to see your girlfriend. And now she's met you as well now. She's crazy, but lovely. And then eventually I get to yours and I can't, and the like Usher's pulling and I'm getting out of taxi. It's £5.50 please, mate, which I think's, or £6.50 sometimes, which is a bit extortionate it's only doing a mile. But I don't care because I want to get here and then I get there and I'm really chuffed and it's, that's one of my favourite things.
Oh.
It is.
Oh.
It is.
Oh.
Yay.
Yay.
Your turn.
My favourite. No pressure. Bloody hell. Are you going to tell us the rest of your favourite things?
I can.
Yeah, go on.
I thought we were having like two and a half
but
each.
We can, yeah, you know.
All right. One of my other favourite things. Oh. One of my other favourite things, I think, is that thing at the end of the day where you know, like, especially if we're talking to each other and then you say, I'm going to go to bed now, and you lie down, you first get to be
it's that horizontal feeling,
you know, and you just, and you stretch in your bed and you know that your bed's about going to sleep and you know that, oh,
and you're under your duvet.
Yeah,
my duvet is one of my favorite things.
It is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Keep you up.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm. I love the days that are like not much days. You know, what are you doing today? Not much.
Yeah. That's like Nathan's
yeah, mantra. What are you doing today? Not much.
Not much.
Not much. The excitement you get before travelling, I love that. But I've kind of already
yeah, well,
that.
Before travelling abroad.
Yeah, yeah.
Going on holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite a few things, really. I thought, I'm sure, go on, you go for go.
It's one of those, isn't it, with favourite kind of things
you tend to do. Eating good food. I love it. Like, and again, it's, I mean, we become like this, quite sort of satisfied, really, aren't we, with things, us, and the things that are around us. But that, you know, when you're anticipating food and you first eat it, and you, oh, and it's just like an amazing feeling.
Mm.
Like, so I love risotto, don't I?
You
chicken
do.
Chicken and chorizo risotto. And yeah. That first thing, or whether it's olives or just, you know, when you really, your mouth is literally watering, you can fit, and you're like, doing that, oh, you have to swallow all the time, your mouth's watering. And then you get that feeling when you first put food in your mouth. It almost, the taste is so amazing that it actually, sometimes it stings my cheeks, like some tastes do. Mm-hmm. It's almost, I don't know if it's the equivalent of, you know, when you jump from something, you think it's going to be higher than it is, and it makes your feet tingle. It's almost like that feeling. It's similar, but in your mouth, it's like it stung my mouth a bit, like a, I don't know. I can't explain it. Someone will think I'm nuts, or someone will go, yeah, I know what you mean.
That's what it is your salivary glands are reacting to the flavour in your mouth. It's a biological thing, isn't it?
Probably.
So when you first taste it.
Yeah,
it's like people that salivate, and not literally, obviously.
Not like the dogs.
Like mouth watering, you know, yeah. from the idea of having good food, and we cook a lot. Well, we cook a lot. I cook a lot, and that's kind of one of those things. Yeah, in that regard. Mm. So favorite things, and it's one of those that actually I think with favorite things you don't necessarily think, oh, that's one of my favorite things to do, but until you do it and you really enjoy it and you really kind of think, you know what it kind of.
It's almost like, so what would you miss the most if you couldn't do it? I mean, that's the thing.
Oh, you, I'd miss.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
So what five things do we want to learn this year? I'm kind of already on track with that, really. I haven't overly thought about it. I want to learn how to get down here permanently.
Oh.
This year. I'm full of it today, aren't I?
You are.
That's what I'd like to learn this year. The art of being able to get down to Londinium permanently. That's all I can say about it, cause you know what I mean? I don't make it...
Well, you can't. There's not a lot else you can say about it.
No, incredibly obvious, but yeah.
I want to learn how to make money. I had a job rejection today. It's not a good thing.
It's crapness.
Yeah.
Absolute crapness. I want to learn how to get that job.
Oh. No, I just need to learn how to make the business work. I think
it's both, baby.
I think I've deemed myself.
No, I'm not hearing it. I'm not hearing it. No, anyway. No.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yay, go on.
Yay.
I know. It's tough. It's very tough. So, what? Let's think about things we can learn. You got to learn to drink cider this year.
Oh, do I? Okay, cool. I can do that.
You got to like it. We got some cider from the Savannah shop, the South African shop in London.
Oh, that's quite nice cider. I quite like that cider.
Well, it's the sweet one. They call it just gold. They don't call it, but Hunter's Gold as opposed to.
What was the one I was drinking the other day? It was Magnus. I quite like that. I've got a very bit of a. I don't generally drink, do I? So it's kind of one of those because I don't like the taste of most of it.
We have to find you things that you'll like, but not just to get you drinking. That's not really the point, is it?
Yeah, because I gave up Coke, so I don't have any, you know, thing to fall back on now.
I quite learn to like. I quite like.
Perhaps I could learn to make home brew.
Yeah,
we're being all flippant and silly, but hey, what?
Claire's.
No, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
You still ain't talking about what you want to learn this
year. Sorry.
No, yeah. You can do, but I mean, you don't have to. This is just a little chat.
I want to learn to play the guitar.
Cool. That's a good one. I like that. That's a very good one.
And then I shall be busking on the underground. Look out for me.
Yay.
That'd be cool.
It would.
Well, it would be a bit, yeah,
you out there. You could run Claire's Kitchens on the platform.
No, I'd rather sing.
Pop up Claire's Kitchen. I'd like to
You'd have one of those little gas things that people come up to and then you cook for them and go, you'd like to sample some, sir, you know?
Yeah.
Get me a kebab? Sausage?
I'd like to learn to use Audacity, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I'd like to do that. Maybe. The parrot. I'd like to flip it out.
He'll learn a lot this year, I'm sure.
That parrot?
Mm-hmm.
That cat. Shut up.
We don't live in a menagerie. We only do have dogs and cats. One cat to make a and lot one of parrot, noise. Yeah.
Yeah, parrot makes enough noise for everyone. Any other things you'd like to learn this year? I mean, I'm doing some middle management stuff at work.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to be learning that. Do I like to learn it? Yeah, I suppose it might be useful somewhere, hopefully.
Well, maybe they'll give you a pay rise. Oh.
If anyone's listening... There is a process in place. It's okay.
I'm just saying. I was just speculating, yeah?
Yeah. Good. And so I'm learning bits about coaching style questions and things like that.
Oh, I can teach you, darling.
Yeah. And I'm learning about Sarah, but I can't remember what that stands for now.
Sarah? Who's she?
No. Your sister.
Let's see. My sister's Sarah.
No, but you...
And all one word, he's married to a Sarah.
No, Sarah stands for something about situation, something...
Oh, my mind's gone blank.
Retention, something... Harassment. No, it's not harassment, I don't think. But, yeah, it's to do with the way people react to a situation. So when you first... When they're talking about something... Rejection, I think, is one of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
But when you're talking about something, people react in a certain way. A lot of the time when you ask someone a question or you're presenting someone something, they don't have time to think and react to what you're saying. And they kind of lose the ability to think when in some stressful situations.
Mm.
So it's, I presume, about kind of avoiding that because you don't really want to upset people. But yeah, and we're doing, at the moment we're doing coaching questions, like open questions, leading questions, closed questions.
Compound questions?
No, I don't think we touched on compound questions.
You should avoid compound questions.
I would have thought so. It sounds like a compound fracture.
Do you know what a compound question is?
No, I was going to do all the others, I could do them.
You could learn a lot from me.
Yeah, no, I could.
A compound question is like where you say, you give someone a choice, so you go... So did you feel sad about that, or did you feel happy about it? So you kind of knocking in, yeah.
That's a compound. No, that's a feeling leading question. No, it's almost a
compound question.
Feeling question.
It's called a compound.
No, question. No, but there was feeling question. Which is the one. Did you feel what's that? How does that work? Did you feel sad or did you feel happy about that?
It doesn't have to be sad or happy. Or
no, but go on. Tell me
another one. Did you feel sad about that, or did you feel let down by it, or you know something like that? It's one that gives you too many choices.
Why would they do that?
They shouldn't. You should avoid them.
So you're giving people a choice of questions to choose the answer to?
Yeah.
Like a multiple choice?
Yeah, you shouldn't really.
Why?
Because it's too leading.
It's too leading. Mm. It sounds leading, doesn't it? See, now I've learned that today. Look at that. And there's different types of coaching, aren't there?
That's right.
What was it? Because I said to him... I've got to be careful. I don't want to say too much.
You don't want to incriminate the bloke.
No, but... I'm interested as to his delivery style, because I said something about limiting beliefs, because I know that from you about that's a coaching
terminology,
yeah. And he went to just very quickly oh, that as well, and then moved on to something else. I'm speaking like that all the time, and he went on about something else, and I was like, well, no, I was on about limiting beliefs, and he's relevant. What did I tell you? I told you he said something it wasn't, and he was sort of dissed it. He said it wasn't relevant, and I was like, well, I thought...
There was that, wasn't there? He's an existentialist, though, isn't he?
Possibly, yeah. because he said you're not there to... and you're not really interested in the person's answers.
Yeah.
Which I don't get that at all.
No.
So I've learned that this year, that I don't get it.
I should do some coaching stuff. Is anybody interested in me doing some coaching stuff?
Yeah, tell me on VR podcasting. Please tell us.
Because I do need to, in all seriousness, I would like to learn. I say I learn to learn how to make money. yeah, well, that's kind of it, in it, really, and which means that I need to become a coach more so in my own right and run my own business. Become a public speaker.
Yeah, which is the best way to do what it is we need to do.
Which is the best way I can make money, other than win the lottery. It's my birthday tomorrow. Millions. No, I was thinking, it's my birthday tomorrow and the Euro Millions tomorrow. You know, I could have one of those on my birthday.
Mm, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, are you going
to...
Are you going to play with that?
What's her face? It'll
go on in. Play it with her.
I can't find it.
Where did you put her?
There.
Go on in.
We'll put it on. We'll fade ourselves out in a second after we've said whatever we need to say, because we're more important than Junie Finnegan.
It's
not Junie Finnegan. It's Andrews. Yeah. Julie Andrews. Yeah. She's the darling of the musical, and I've just spoken all over.
Yeah. Right. Bye-bye.
I mean, anyone can do that. I mean, she's just making stupid things rhyme that, you know, schnoodles and poodles.
Well, I don't think she wrote the words.
Moodles and noodles.
And that song, that musical is about 60 years old.
Yeah. What's she look like?
I have no idea.
I imagine her to be blonde.
Not much point asking me.
Then we want to learn this year what Julie Andrews looks like.
Yeah. Answers on a comment, please.
It's great being VI sometimes, because you talk about things, you're like, I haven't got a clue. Like, I didn't know. Is it true that, you know, the guy, the musician, some magician that was up in the... David Blaine?
Oh, yeah.
He's black, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
I didn't know that.
He's very odd.
Well, yeah, okay, but I mean, that's nothing to do with him being black, but I'm just saying that apparently he's black or mixed race or something, okay. But I wouldn't have known that. There are other things like that that are phenomenon that we wouldn't,
that you wouldn't know
about, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't know if somebody... Yeah.
Not necessarily, anyway.
No. But sometimes, you know, okay, so sometimes if you get... if somebody talks on television and they sound particularly masculine or feminine, you might go, is that a bloke or a woman?
Yeah.
If you can't see them.
No, that's right.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember hearing a bloke once, they're talking a bit like that, and I thought he was small. He was massive.
Yeah.
He seemed really small.
Well, you have those illusions about people.
Yeah.
I have a colleague, shall we say, that I thought was, you know, I used to talk to quite a lot, and when I first met this person, and they were about as short as me, and I imagined them to be like quite tall.
Bye then.
Bye.
That was funny.
Bye bye.
I like that.